Thank you very much, Greg. I'm so glad to be backstage and catching up for a few minutes with our soprano soloist, Lenneke Rauten. Lenneke, congratulations. What a beautiful first half.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure to be here in this incredible, big and beautiful wooden hall. It's beautiful.
This marks your debut with the Philadelphia Orchestra, and I think for our audience who's just getting to hear you for the very first time, a little bit about your background. I believe you grew up in the Netherlands and started out singing with choir, but your main focus of study was the flute.
I started as a flautist in the conservatory. That was my first studies. But then I decided if I wanted to do something, I always wanted to be a soloist. And as a flautist, it's very, the repertoire is so small. It's a beautiful instrument, but the repertoire is very small for this instrument. So I decided to develop my singing career, and that's how it started. And I'm happy I did. It was a good choice.
Is there something about learning to play the flute and the breath control it takes to play that instrument that allowed you to become a singer?
Well, it definitely helped. Not only the breath control, I think for flute it was even a little bit too developed for my young voice that time. So I had to actually soften it a little bit. But it actually the instrumental background was even more helpful, because as an instrumentalist, you really focus on sight read really well, on really exact rhythm and intonation. And as a singer, I noticed that in my singing studies, it's so much about emotion, about text, about all the lyrics. And sometimes for a singer, it could be helpful to have an instrumental background to be very, very precise.
It seems like this Baroque music, the Purcell that you just did and the Handel you're about to sing, is so full of emotion. You can just feel the emotion almost vibrating through the music. Is that something that just comes through you, or is it taking a lot of study to produce that kind of feeling?
Yeah, I think it takes a while. I mean, to get really loose and very, very comfortable with this style and feeling free to do anything you want. I mean, even if it's Baroque music, it's very, very modern as well. I mean, the texts, they are a little bit old-fashioned, sad, but the emotions are of old days, of now, of the past, of the future. It's the same. It's very human, very, very human. Yeah, but to get into this real freedom of letting go all the notes actually written on paper, to really get into the emotion, I think it took me more than 10 years to learn it, yeah.
And partly also the experience of living life, does that help as well?
Well, yes, that's for sure. That's for sure. It reflects also a little bit. But anyway, on stage, you can exaggerate a lot of time, a little bit more, what you would never do in your own personal life. You can really take it on stage. And that's a very, very nice thing to do.
I see the smile on your face as you're describing that. And I think that for you, it must be a great joy, as it is for us to hear you. You're about to step on stage to sing an early cantata of Handel's Il Delirio Amoroso, which he wrote while studying Italian opera when he was still in his early 20s. From the singer's point of view, what's very special about this piece?
It's very extreme. It's very low, very extremely high. It's very fast. It's very slow. Everything is in an extreme. So it's a real sport, this one. You have to be an all-rounder to do this. Like, you have to be almost like Wagnerian dramatic in some lines. You have to be super fast in very exact coloraturas together with the instrument. So you have to be partly an instrument yourself to be exactly in the triplets together with the violin or with the cello or whatever. It's also very nice because a lot of instruments in the orchestra are soloists in this one, so they have their part as well. Like the concertmaster is very fast in the first aria, and the cello is fantastically sad and slow and beautiful in the second aria, and there's a recorder as well, and so a lot of people, individuals in the orchestra, have their own part.
Finally, you're a mom. How has being a parent changed your relationship to music and to your singing life?
It has become much better after I got mom, I must say, because before I was very stressed and very focusing on making this career work, but I always had this closed doors somehow. And then I became a mother, and I was so focusing on, taking care of the child, and I got more relaxed in general in life. And in that moment, actually, almost at the same time, all doors started to open natural. It's a miracle, and it's a big lesson for me to not be so focused and so, you know, almost stressed about making a career. If I let go and be a happy mom, it's much better after. It's incredible.
Oh, that's a great evolution. And it was so wonderful to spend a few minutes with you, Lenneke. Thank you for spending the time. Good luck with everything, and we can't wait to hear you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.